This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Jessica Berlin. Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Jessica, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I am the National Director of Digital Asset Management for the American Cancer Society. I started with them about 6 years ago in their creative services department, and as the need for a new tool kind of came up, there was a work group formed, and I became quite involved with that work group, and through that work, the development of a DAM department came to light, and fast forward through the application process, I became the director of digital asset management.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does a national nonprofit organization use digital asset management?
In some ways, we use it the same way as anybody uses a DAM, but I think we also do a lot of things differently. We use our DAM more as a marketplace, if you will, for our assets. We want to make sure that all of our staff, our volunteers, and our external partners have access to everything they would need to use to promote the life-saving work that the American Cancer Society does. So for our media partners, they need to be able to access our public service announcements. For our volunteers, they need to be able to access fundraising materials and advocacy materials as they spread the word around that. Our staff need to be able to have materials that have the most up-to-date and correct messaging, guidelines, cancer information as they go out into the communities to spread that word. So our DAM is a way to make sure that everyone is using the most current materials. We don't have to worry about what channel do we find this on. Is this current information, is it outdated? Are these statistics correct? This way we can ensure that everybody is accessing the right materials.
Fair. And I assume in a more consistent fashion.
Absolutely.
What are the biggest successes and challenges with digital asset management?
Our biggest challenge has been making sure what we deliver matches what we've promised. We've done an excellent job communicating how our new DAM, which will launch hopefully very soon, how that will be heads and shoulders above the previous tool, how it will make everybody's lives easier, how they're no longer going to have to try to figure out where to find things and how to search for things.
Sure.
So they're very excited about it. We've got that tremendous buy-in. We got to make sure now that what we give them matches that. And then we run into some problems along the way. And part of that included delaying the launch of our tool so that we could make sure that we fulfill on that promise we made to them.
Great.
So that's been by far the biggest challenge, just making sure those add up.
And just so I'm clear, is it a technology change or was there something much different from DAMX to DAMY?
Completely different, you know, apples and oranges.
Okay. Beyond the technology, what changed?
Internally, there's just been a lot of different things that have come up within the American Cancer Society. So we've merged a lot of programs and we've merged a lot of departments and changed the structure. So in that, you have redundancy of assets. You have outdated materials that, you know, have been used here but not here. So it's almost an overhaul of the entire asset collection that we have on top of it.
Great, great. So it wasn't just the technology, it was also the information and assets, to your point. Okay.
We've done an excellent job communicating what's coming, you know, getting the users ready to adopt that product and really getting them excited about it. So unfortunately, you know, on the other side of that, having to delay it has been a challenge for us because we have people that are so excited about it and emailing us constantly saying, you know, well, what's the ETA on that? When can we get into that? We know it's going to be fantastic. So we're really excited about how well it's already being perceived, and it hasn't even launched yet.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I would say my piece of advice for people trying to kind of get into the DAM world, if you will, would just to really understand what the responsibilities are. I think on top of the traditional pieces, you're going to be a cat herder.
Sure.
You know, looking to a new dam or developing a dam or running a dam is not a decision of a sole person. It should not be. And you have to really make sure you have a group of cross-functional responsibilities involved in that. And sometimes that can be very challenging to get those people together in a room and to make DAM a priority when it's not a priority in their day-to-day tasks.
Sure.
And you also have to be a salesman, which nobody likes to be.
Sure.
And, you know, you have to really get user adoption amongst your organization. And that means, you know, throwing out those various roadshows, going around, being a cheerleader for your product and getting people excited about it. And I think people focus on the implementation and getting the metadata correct and the taxonomy correct and the assets reviewed. They forget about kind of the customer service side of it.
Fair. After production starts and still keeps on going after it.
Exactly, the trainings and you know, the communications and such. So those are things that I would let people know that they've got to make sure they enjoy that part of it as well.
Yes. You're basically bringing the rhetorical plate of milk.
Yes. Pizza, milk, sure. Chocolate, whatever it may be.
to bring all those cats together.
Yes.
Yeah, for that common goal. Excellent. Well, thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available in Audioboo and iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.